Hi, thanks for joining us. It's May 5th, the sixth Sunday of the Easter season. Today is Orthodox Easter. In Greece, there is a long tradition of dyeing eggs red as part of the Easter tradition. The red color is meant to symbolize Christ's blood. The egg itself is a symbol of the resurrection and new life. Its shell represents the sealed tomb of Jesus, but the cracking of the egg symbolizes Jesus' resurrection and exit from the tomb. In Greece, the tradition of egg cracking starts on the night of the resurrection and continues the next day at the Greek Easter feast. Two people each hold a red painted egg and exchange a traditional Easter greeting. Christos Anesti, Christ has risen. And Alethos Anesti, he truly has risen. Our Sunday reflection is about the commandment of love. Let's listen. Here are two observations about the commandment of love in today's gospel. First, perhaps we should substitute another word for love, since it has taken on so many meanings. We think of love as a feeling that we have toward other people, but we cannot always control our feelings. Sometimes we have a natural dislike toward people and feel unable to keep the commandment of love. Perhaps we should substitute the word value. God so loved, or valued, the world that he gave his only son. The basic meaning of the word love, as it evolves from the Latin word caritas, is to value something. Now that is something we can control. We can control the value we place on other people and on other things. And the commandment of love is precisely that, to value every single person. It's not easy, but that's what we are called to do. We are called to value each person just as parents value their child. It has nothing to do with feelings. It has everything to do with behavior. If we truly value someone, we will be honest and try to help. When we value someone, we make time. We show patience. Secondly, this commandment of love is difficult because if we carry it out, it may be a mismatch. We may love others more than we are loved in return. Most of the love that is written about or sung about is mutual, reciprocal. But the commandment of love calls us to love as Jesus did. And Jesus' love was a mismatch. Jesus loved the world much more than the world loved him. Usually, in a mismatch, the weaker party suffers. But when love is a mismatch, it is the other way around. The person with the greater love suffers most. All you have to do is look at Jesus. He loved so much. It was such a mismatch that it cost him his life.